With milk and honey.
奶是动物的精华。
Now, milk is the essence of the animal life.
蜜是植物的精华。
Now, honey is the essence of plant life.
所以这两样东西放在一起就代表生命的精华。
So if you put these two essences together, you find the essence of life.
想想看。
Think about it.
这个地不是迦南美地。
Now, isn't this land the land of Canaan?
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
它是一块美丽的地方
It is a beautiful land.
在圣经里面它是用它来预表基督的
In it, the Bible describes Christ through it.
用它来做 type, 用作预表基督
And so it's a type of Christ.
所以我们知道说当你读到这里的时候
So when you read to this point,
你会碰见一个问题
So you will find a problem.
迦南怎么可能会有饥荒
How can Canaan have a famine?
迦南应当是流奶与蜜之地
Canaan ought to be a land flowing with milk and honey.
但现在神要试验那些在迦南地的人
But God now wanted to test those in Canaan.
我们这些人都蒙恩得救
All of us have been saved.
我们今天所踩的地就是迦南美地
The land that we stand upon is the land of Canaan.
在基督里面的生命就是迦南的奶和蜜所代表的
In Christ, it speaks about the essence of milk and honey.
所以保罗说了基督那测不透的丰富
So Paul tells us about the unsearchable riches of Christ.
所以如果一个以色列人神把他放在迦南
So if someone from Israel is placed in Canaan,
就好像神把基督徒放在基督里面一样
is for to put Christians in Christ.
那请大家想想看
So now imagine,
如果这个地是神所赐给他们
Now if this is a land that God gave them,
有可能会遭遇饥荒吗
Is it possible that we'll go through famine?
果然遭遇饥荒
It went through famine.
那不要忘记
Now don't forget.
亚伯拉罕也经过这样的经验
Abraham also went through this experience.
因着那个饥荒
Now because of that famine.
现在亚伯拉罕就受试炼了
Now Abraham was tested.
亚伯拉罕就学功课了
Abraham learned a lesson.
那你要怎么做呢
What do you do?
为什么有饥荒
Why is there famine?
你对这个饥荒怎么反应呢
How do you respond to the famine?
所以这里告诉我们说有一个犹大的伯利恒一个人就带着妻子和两个儿子就往摩亚地去寄居了
It says this Elimelech and his wife brought entered the land of Moab and remained there
那么到摩亚地什么意思
What does it mean to come to the land of Moab?
就是离开迦南地
That means to leave the land of Canaan
迦南地是神所给以色列那块地
The land of Canaan was given to the people of Israel
神说这个地不可以卖的
But God said you cannot sell this land
为什么
Why?
因为这个地乃是神赐给以色列人做赏赐
Because this land is,
做产业的
is an inheritance for the people of Israel
所以他们怎么穷都不能离开那块地
So however poor they couldn't leave that land
他们怎么穷都不应该卖那块地
However poor they were they couldn't sell that land
你看见没有
You see that
神今天所给我们的恩赐
The gifts that God gives us
或者神今天所给我们的恩典
Or the grace that God gives us
他是不卖的
He cannot sell it
弟兄姊妹他是不可能卖的
You cannot sell it
但是不要忘记
But don't forget
你看见吗这个恩典是不能叫我们离开一分钟的
But this grace cannot allow us to leave it for one minute
但在这里你看见没有
But here you see this
亚比米勒带着他的妻子拿俄米
Elimelech and his wife Naomi
以利米勒带着他的妻子拿俄米
Took his wife Naomi
然后带着两个儿子
And his two sons Mahlon and
Chilion 他们居然往摩亚地去
They went to the land of Moab
那摩亚地什么意思
What does land of Moab mean?
摩亚地有一个意思是它是咒诅之地
The land of Moab, one meaning is that it's a cursed land.
为什么
Why?
因为当初以色列人他们出埃及以后
Because after the people of Israel left Egypt,
他们最后要进到迦南
They lastly had to enter into Canaan.
还没有进到迦南他们在摩亚平原
Before they entered into Canaan, they came to the plain of Moab.
这个摩亚这个地在什么地方
Where is Moab?
如果大家有一点地理常识就很清楚。
If you have some concept about the geography, you understand.
你知道说以色列人和约旦中间有一个很自然的国界，就是约旦河。
Now between Israel and Jordan, there's a very natural boundary, and that is the River Jordan.
那么以色列的西边是靠海。
Now the west side of Israel is towards the sea.
它的东边就是约旦河从北往南流的。
Towards its east is the River Jordan from the north to the south.
那么那个约旦河一直流到死海。
And that River Jordan flowed all the way to the Dead Sea.
那么死海呢就在海平面底下400公尺。
And the Dead Sea was 400 meters before sea level.
那么好了。
Now,
这个死海啊 你看见吗？这在死海是在两个山脉的中间。
Now the Dead Sea was between two mountainous regions.
这个死海的西边那个山地叫做犹太山地。
Now toward the west you have the Judean mountains.
那么它的东边那个山东边就是摩亚山地。
And then you have the Moab mountain range.
那不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这个摩亚地就是指死海东边的那一块地来说。
Now Moab speaks about the land towards the east of the Dead Sea.
所以当以色列还没有进迦南以前
So before the people of Israel entered into Canaan,
他们就安营在摩亚平原
So they encamped along the plain of Moab.
结果摩亚王就找了巴兰来咒诅他们
And then the king of Moab came and sent Balaam to curse them.
他们花了好多钱就是要巴兰来咒诅这以色列人
Spent a lot of money so that Balaam could curse the Israelites.
结果没有想到神出来干预了
But he didn't imagine that God came and interrupted.
所以等到巴兰要咒诅以色列人的时候
So when Balaam was going to curse the people of Israel,
他祝福不出来
He couldn't curse.
反而祝福这些以色列人
And then bless the people of Israel.
所以我们要知道
So remember,
这个摩亚地对以色列人来讲
So land of Moab for the people of Israel
乃是咒诅之地
is a land of curse
而迦南乃是流奶与蜜
and the land of Canaan is a land flowing with milk and honey
他们不应该离开迦南地的
they shouldn't leave the land of Canaan
那么更严重的
and more seriously
他们居然搬到摩亚地
they actually moved to the land of Moab
他们搬回到那个咒诅之地去的
they moved back to the land of curse
你如果在约旦河的这一边
If you are on this side of the river Jordan
你知道说那个巴兰的咒诅不会临到你
You know that the curse of Balaam won't come to you
就是因为以色列人到了摩亚地
But because Israel went to the land of Moab
现在有可能在咒诅底下
Now it's possible for them to be under the curse
那这是第一点
This is the first point
第二点
The second point
你知道在士师记的时候
You know that in the book of Judges
以色列人有五次亡国
The people of Israel were captured five times
有一次是亡在摩亚王的时候
One of the times was captured under the Moabites.
那个摩亚王的名叫伊吉伦。
Now the king of Moab, his name was called Eglon. Eglon.
那么这个伊吉伦是肥牛的意思，胖的意思。
Eglon actually means like a fat cow, like he's very fat.
所以这是很有名的圣经里面一个很重量级的人物。
So he was a heavyweight in the Bible.
所以圣经里面每次讲到我们的肉体的时候
，So every time when the Bible speaks about our flesh,
都是一个很胖的人来形容
Always used as a fat person to describe
这什么意思呢
What does that mean?
有它的原因的
There is a reason
你知道说普通每一个人呢他的身材都像白马王子的身材一样
So everyone's body shape should be the shape of a charming prince
如果你冰淇淋吃太多了
But if you eat too much ice cream
你随便爱吃什么就吃什么
You eat whatever you want to eat
结果你的身体就开始慢慢开始变形了
Then slowly your body becomes deformed
应该挖进去结果鼓出来了
It should have been depressed But it became bulging.
鼓出来了以后又挖进去了
And then it bulges and then depresses.
慢慢慢慢的，这个人就开始有点重量了
Slowly, this man becomes heavy.
所以你看见这是什么？这是发展的结果是。
This is a development process.
那么圣经里面怎么形容人的肉体呢
？Now, what does the Bible describe as the flesh of man?
什么是肉体呢
？What is the flesh?
简单来说
，Simply speaking,
保罗说在我里面
，In me, Paul
就是在我肉体之中没有良善。
In my flesh, there is no good.
所以可见什么叫肉体呢
？So what is the flesh?
肉体就是我。
Flesh is I.
我是什么呢
？What is I?
我就是我的人格。
I is my personality.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这里说我的肉体没有良善。
Said there is nothing good in my flesh.
这证明说。
This proves.
我的人格被污染了。
So somehow my personality was polluted.
自从人堕落犯罪以后。
Ever since man sinned and fell.
我的思想情感一直都被污染了。
My mind, my will, my emotions are polluted.
我的思想被扭曲了。
My thoughts are twisted.
然后我的情感呢就被罪污染了
My emotions are polluted by sin
就变成 passion 就变成情欲了
It becomes passion
那不光这样
Not only that
我的意志本来是很坚刚的
My will used to be very strong
对罪说 no
Saying no to sin
对神说是
Saying yes to God
但是不
But no
现在我变得非常的脆弱
Now I become very weak
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这什么意思呢
What does that mean?
这就给我们看见
This shows
现在我们的人格不再是神创造我们的人格
So that personality in us is no longer the same as how God originally created us
所以什么叫肉体
So what is the flesh?
肉体就是被污染的人格
The flesh is the polluted personality
所以现在我们懂了吗
So now you understand
我们的思想情感一直都受了罪的污染
So our will, our mind, our emotion are polluted by sin
那不光这样
Not only that
我们的这个人就开始膨胀起来了，骄傲起来了。
We become proud, we become big.
那结果呢？你看
the result,
我们不光是发展，而且是畸形的发展，畸形的发展。
We not only develop, but we develop abnormally.
那这个是非常可怕的。
This is very terrible.
弟兄姊妹，那么圣经怎么形容那个畸形发展的人格
？How does the Bible describe that abnormal growth of the personality?
那就是摩亚王以基伦。
And that is Eglon of the king of the Moabites.
他是个很肥胖的一个很肥胖的一个君王。
He is a very fat king.
那请大家记得。
Remember, brothers and sisters.
为什么肥胖对我们不好呢
？Why is being fat not good for us?
因为圣经明明讲说我们要进窄门，我们要走窄路。
Because the Bible tells us we have to enter into the narrow gate and go through the narrow path.
一个肉体充满肉体的人
If a man is full of the flesh,
你就会发现那个门变得非常的窄
You'll discover that that way is very narrow.
其实不是门窄，是我们太胖了
It's not that the way is narrow, it's that we're too fat.
有一个太太告诉另外一个太太说
There was a one woman who a wife who said to another wife.
她说我这礼拜又重起来了
He said I gained some more pounds.
那我先生刚刚送给我礼物，我怎么挤都挤不进去
So my husband just gave me a gift and I cannot even squeeze into it.
那个太太说哦，那你他先生一定给你买一个很漂亮的衣服了。
So you said, oh, your husband must have bought you a very beautiful dress then.
他说不是。
Right? Said no.
他给我买了一个很漂亮的轿车。
He gave me a beautiful car.
我怎么挤都挤不进去。
I cannot fit into it.
那个门太小了。
Because the door is too narrow.
其实那个门不小。
The door is not narrow.
许多时候我们太重了。
Sometimes we're too heavy.
所以你看见就对我们健康有影响。
So it has to do with our hinders our health.
一个肉体的基督徒
a Christian that's full of the flesh
他动不动就不来聚会了、
He will just not come to the meeting
你给他戴戴高帽子你捧一捧他他就来聚会了
Now if you praise him a little bit then he'll come to the meeting
你几句难听的话他就不来了
You just say some not so nice sounding words and then he will come
所以你看见吗我们这个基督徒的生活我们这个基督徒的命不会很长的
So our Christian life won't be very long
所以因为这个缘故
So because of this
你看见肉体对我们属灵的成长是有障碍的。
So the flesh is a hindrance to our Christian growth.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
你有没有看见一个白马王子是骑在马上是胖乎乎的
？So have you ever seen a charming prince that's fat and sitting on the white horse?
所以当一个人跟随肉体的时候
，So as a man follows his flesh.
你想人在我们身上能看见基督的美丽和荣耀吗
？Can people see the beauty of Christ in us?
当然看不见。
Of course they can't see it.
所以怎么办呢
？So what do you do?
因为这个缘故
，Because of this.
你看见没有
？You see that?
这个有一个事实。
There is a judge.
就在四世纪的时候
In the book of Judges.
他是左手便利
He is a left-handed man.
他就拿一把刀
He took a sword.
结果就刺到那个伊基伦的身上去
And then put that sword through Eglon.
这个刀就叫我们想起圣经里面两刃的利剑
So this sword reminds us of a two-edged sword spoken in the Bible.
那就是神的话
And that is the word of God.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
现在如果我们告诉主说
If we tell the Lord now.
你是我们最大的医生
You are our greatest physician.
现在把我们放在手术台上
If you place us on the operating table.
结果主就在我们身上动手术
So then the Lord operates on us.
那么医生就在我们的肠里面剪去一段
And then maybe the doctor will cut a section of our intestine.
然后我们慢慢慢慢就回到原来的比例。
And then we'll slowly return to the original shape.
请记得。
Remember.
这个就是肉体的故事。
This is the story of the flesh.
所以摩亚人在圣经里面代表我们的肉体。
So the Moab speaks about our flesh.
而且给我们看见是畸形发展的人格。
And it shows us an abnormally grown personality.
所以有一度呢，以色列人是落在摩亚王的手下。
So at one point, the people of Israel were under the hands of the Moabites.
他们没有自由。
They had no freedom.
你知道肉体来的时候
，When the flesh came，
好像心脏病发作一样。
As if the heart attack.
本来是好好的。
Before it was fine.
这人像天使一样。
This person was like an angel.
但是等到你一发作的时候
，But when that thing attacks，
你知道我们生病了。
So then you know we're sick.
但一过去了又好了。
But afterwards you're fine.
所以肉体发作就好像心脏病发作一样。
So the flesh attack is like a heart attack.
有的在我们家里啊，好几个火山，你不知道哪个火山。 火山什么时候就爆炸了。
So in our homes we have many volcanoes. You never know when the volcano is going to explode.
有时候我们自己就最大最最最可怕的火山。
Sometimes we are the worst volcanoes.
你不知道哪个神经不对就炸起来了。
You don't know if you touch something and then the volcano explodes.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在明白吗？
Do you see that?
我们是受我们肉体的支配。
We are delegated by our flesh.
我们被裸在底下，我们没有自由。
We are captured under it. We have no freedom.
就像以色列人当初一样。
Just like the people of Israel.
不过不要忘记。
But don't forget.
那些的王啊，是跑到迦南地来了。
Those kings came to the land of Canaan.
你懂吗？
You see that?
他们到了耶利哥。
They went to Jericho.
然后摩利亚王就在那里做王了。
And then the Mount Moab became a king there.
那以色列人只好做他，只要听他们的话。
And of course, the people of Israel have to listen to him.
所以有的时候我们不能不听我们肉。